Good afternoon, I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa and Woodbury County saw some fairly large upticks in COVID-19 cases today. Woodbury County has 17 new COVID-19 cases with a total of 3,112 and 43 deaths. Iowa has nearly 500 new cases and a total of 701 deaths. At a news conference this afternoon, Kevin Grime, director of Siouxland District Health, said he was disappointed with those numbers in Woodbury County and the reluctance of some people to wear face masks. Grime said he was also disappointed with the Iowa Department of Education decision not to require face masks for students, teachers, and staff in K-12 schools. However, Grime says he will work with local school districts to improve safety.
It'll probably end up being school district by school district, and in some cases, dependent upon the size of the district, I don't know if they'll consider looking at even building by building. But I think it's going to be some very challenging times.
Grime said he was glad to see that the Sioux City Community School District has passed a basic return-to-learn plan that advises the use of face masks by everyone in the school building, but does not lay out how that would be initiated or enforced. And Briarcliff University says it will begin the fall semester as planned on August 24th with a new schedule and online elements. It does not include Friday courses and requires students and college employees to wear face masks on campus. In a news release today, BCU President Rachel Carsten said the new steps will allow flexibility over the 2021 school year. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.